Chapter 7. Now Solomon was building his own house 13 years, and he finished all his house. He built the house of the forest of Lebanon. Its length was 100 cubits, and its width 50 cubits, and its height 30 cubits. On 4 rows of cedar pillars with cedar beams on the pillars. It was paneled with cedar above the side chambers, which were on the 45 pillars, 15 in each row. There were artistic window frames in 3 rows, and window was opposite window in 3 ranks. All the doorways and doorposts had squared artistic frames, and window was opposite window in 3 ranks. Then he made the hall of pillars. Its length was 50 cubits, and its width 30 cubits, and a porch was in front of them, and pillars and a threshold in front of them. He made the hall of the throne where he was to judge, the hall of judgment, and it was paneled with cedar from floor to floor. His house where he was to live, the other court inward from the hall, was of the same workmanship. He also made a house like this hall for Pharaoh's daughter, whom Solomon had married. All these were of costly stones, of stone cut according to measure, sawed with saws, inside and outside, even from the foundation to the coping, and so on the outside to the great court. The foundation was of costly stones, even large stones, stones of 10 cubits and stones of 8 cubits. And above were costly stones, stones cut according to measure, and cedar. So the great court all around had 3 rows of cut stone, and a row of cedar beams, even as the inner court of the house of the Lord, and the porch of the house. Now King Solomon sent and brought Hiram from Tyre. He was a widow's son from the tribe of Naphtali, and his father was a man of Tyre, a worker in bronze, and he was filled with wisdom and understanding and skill for doing any work in bronze. So he came to King Solomon and performed all his work. He fashioned the 2 pillars of bronze. 18 cubits was the height of 1 pillar, and a line of 12 cubits measured the circumference of both. He also made 2 capitals of molten bronze to set on the tops of the pillars. The height of the 1 capital was 5 cubits, and the height of the other capital was 5 cubits. There were nets of network and twisted threads of chainwork for the capitals which were on the top of the pillars, 7 for the 1 capital and 7 for the other capital. So he made the pillars and 2 rows around on the 1 network to cover the capitals which were on the top of the pomegranates. And so he did for the other capital. The capitals which were on the top of the pillars in the porch were of lily design, 4 cubits. There were capitals on the 2 pillars, even above and close to the rounded projection which was beside the network. And the pomegranates numbered 200 in rows around both capitals. Thus he set up the pillars at the porch of the nave, and he set up the right pillar and named it Jachin, and he set up the left pillar and named it Boaz. On the top of the pillars was lily design. So the work of the pillars was finished. Now he made the sea of cast metal, 10 cubits from brim to brim, circular in form, and its height was 5 cubits and 30 cubits in circumference. Under its brim, gourds went around, encircling it 10 to a cubit, completely surrounding the sea. The gourds were in 2 rows, cast with the rest. It stood on 12 oxen, 3 facing north, 3 facing west, 3 facing south, and 3 facing east, and the sea was set on top of them, and all their rear parts turned inward. It was a handbreadth thick, and its brim was made like the brim of a cup, as a lily blossom. It could hold 2,000 baths. Then he made the 10 stands of bronze. The length of each stand was 4 cubits, and its width 4 cubits, and its height 3 cubits. This was the design of the stands. They had borders, even borders between the frames. And on the borders which were between the frames were lions, oxen, and cherubim. And on the frames there was a pedestal above. And beneath the lions and oxen were wreaths of hanging work. Now each stand had 4 bronze wheels with bronze axles, and its 4 feet had supports. Beneath the basin were cast supports with wreaths at each side. Its opening inside the crown at the top was 1 cubit, and its opening was round like the design of a pedestal, 1.5 cubits. And also on its opening there were engravings, and their borders were square, not round. The 4 wheels were underneath the borders, and the axles of the wheels were on the stand, and the height of 1 wheel was 1.5 cubits. The workmanship of the wheels was like the workmanship of a chariot wheel. Their axles, their rims, their spokes, and their hubs were all cast. Now there were 4 supports at the 4 corners of each stand. Its supports were part of the stand itself. On the top of the stand there was 1 circular form 1/2 cubit high, and on the top of the stand it stays, and its borders were part of it. He engraved on the plates of its stays and on its borders cherubim, lions, and palm trees, according to the clear space on each, with wreaths all around. He made the 10 stands like this. All of them had 1 casting, 1 measure, and 1 form. He made 10 basins of bronze. 1 basin held 40 baths. Each basin was 4 cubits, and on each of the 10 stands was 1 basin. Then he set the stands, 5 on the right side of the house and 5 on the left side of the house, and he set the sea of cast metal on the right side of the house eastward toward the south. Now Hiram made the basins and the shovels and the bowls. So Hiram finished doing all the work which he performed for King Solomon in the house of the Lord, the 2 pillars and the 2 bowls of the capitals which are on the top of the 2 pillars, and the 2 networks to cover the 2 bowls of the capitals which are on the top of the pillars, and the 400 pomegranates for the 2 networks, 2 rows of pomegranates for each network, to cover the 2 bowls of the capitals which were on the tops of the pillars, and the 10 stands with the 10 basins on the stands. and the one sea, and the 12 oxen under the sea, and the pails, and the shovels, and the bowls, even all these utensils which Hiram made for King Solomon in the house of the Lord, were of polished bronze. In the plain of the Jordan the king cast them, in the clay ground between Succoth and Zarethan. Solomon left all the utensils unweighed, because they were too many. The weight of the bronze could not be ascertained. Solomon made all the furniture which was in the house of the Lord, the golden altar, and the golden table, on which was the bread of the presence, and the lampstands, five on the right side, and five on the left, in front of the inner sanctuary, of pure gold. And the flowers, and the lamps, and the tongs of gold, and the cups, and the snuffers, and the bowls, and the spoons, and the fire pans of pure gold, and the hinges, both for the doors of the inner house, the most holy place, and for the doors of the house, that is, of the nave, of gold. Thus all the work that King Solomon performed in the house of the Lord was finished. And Solomon brought in the things dedicated by his father David, the silver and the gold and the utensils, and he put them in the treasuries of the house of the Lord.